日目に復活することになっていると弟子たちに打ち明け始められた。するとペテロはイエスを脇へお連れして痛め始めた。主よ、とんでもないことです。そんなことはあってはなりません。イエスは振り向いてペトロに言われた。サタン、ひしゃがれ。あなたは私の邪魔する者、神のことを思わず人間のことを思っている。
Continuing in the passage from verse 24, from verse 20, then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord! This must never happen to you! But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things.
少し前はですね、ペトロは、じゃあさ、自分はね、天の国の鍵あると思って喜んでいたわけですね。
Just a few minutes before, Peter was rejoicing. He had just received the keys to heaven.
でもですね、この時にはですね、サタンなんて言われたんですね。
But now Jesus turned and said to him, Satan!
どうでしょう?
How would you feel?
ちょっと待ってね。飛んでます。すみません。
We're having a little bit trouble.
メシアっていうことを弟子たちが言ったときに、もうそれはちょっと静かにして言わないようにするよってイエスさんがおっしゃいました。
When the disciples declared that Jesus was the Savior.Jesus said to them, "Okay, I don't want you to tell other people about this."
でもですね、弟子たちに向かって言うんですね。私はエルサレムで苦しみを受ける。
But Jesus continues and he turns and he says to the disciples, "I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to suffer many things there."
そして殺される。
And I will be killed.
3日目によみがえる。
On the third day, I will be raised.
弟子たちは当惑します。困惑します。なんでだろうと思います。
The disciples must have been thinking, I don't understand this. What is Jesus saying?
でもみんなは静かなのにペテロがね、単純にとんでもない、ありえない、そんなことダメだって言うんですね。
But even though once again all the other disciples were quiet, Peter once again turns to Jesus and says, That can never happen to you.
ペトロにとってはそれはありえないことでした。
It was absolutely impossible that Jesus should go and suffer and be killed.
でもさっきはですね、ペトロの言ったことは、それは神様が示されたことだってイエス様がこうして言って言われましたね。
But just a few minutes before, Jesus said to Peter that you have been shown by God that I am the Messiah.
でも今回はあなたの思いは人間の思いだ。神様の思いじゃないとペトロは言われます。
This time, Jesus says to him, Your thinking is not God's thinking.
それは神様
が。Your thinking is human
それは神様が示したことではないというんですね。
He's saying that God did not show that to you.
ですから、サタンを下がれって言います。
And he says, Satan, get behind me.
あなたは私を邪魔するものだって言うんです。
He said, You are in my way. You are a stumbling block.
あなたの言ってることは神様の考えだって人間の考えだって。
What you are saying is not God's thinking. What you are saying is human thinking.
弟子たちはイエス様がユダヤの王、イスラエルの指導者になることを期待してました。
The disciples were probably having some kind of hope in the elders and the scribes.
ですから彼らはですね、本当にイエス様のが王様になることを期待していたので、
And the disciples were expecting that Jesus would be made the king of Israel, the national king.
でも、でもイエス様は全く違う発言をするので困ったんですね。
But now Jesus is saying something so totally different from their expectation, and the disciples just didn't know what to think.
ペテロはイエス様そんなこと言ったら誤解されるからやめましょうって言うんです。
And Peter says, don't say that kind of thing. You'll be misunderstood. Just don't say that kind of thing, Jesus.
人間の考えと、それは悪魔、サタンだとイエス様は言うんです。
But Jesus says, no, Peter. Your thinking is man's thinking. Your thinking is Satan's thinking.
人間的な考えが、時には神様の考えを妨げる働き、サタンの働きになります。
There are times when our own human thinking can stand in the way of the work of God, and we are actually being used by Satan to prevent God's work from continuing.
ですから毎週ここに立つことは私にとってはチャレンジです。
So if I think about it, standing here before you every week is a great challenge to me.
自分の語っていることが自分の人間的な思いなのか、それとも神様からなのかと思うんですね。
Are the things that I'm sharing with you just my own human thinking, or are they the things that God has shown me?
私が何か人間的な思いを述べて皆さんをつまずかせないようにと思います。
My hope is that I would never be a stumbling block to you. My hope is that I would not just be sharing my own human thinking with you, but that would prevent you from moving forward.
また神様と違う方向に導くようなことは本当にしてはいけないと思います。
I really believe that I must not lead you in a direction other than the direction that God is leading us in.
でもですね、いつもいつも神様の思いが分かっているわけではないです。
But if I'm honest about it, I don't always know what God is showing us.
ですから普段の会話の中でも気がつかないうちに自分の経験とか自分の知識でものを語ってしまうことが多くあります。
When I have conversations with people, I realize, oh wow, I'm speaking from my own experiences. I'm speaking from my own thinking.
常識的にこれがいいとかですね。
And I'm thinking, well, in this kind of situation, in this kind of circumstance, you should do this.
習慣的にこれがいいとかですね。Or, 思ってしまいます。
I'm thinking, oh, you know, this is the natural way to proceed. Without really making a conscious decision about it, I often go in those directions.
それは常識に反するよとか。
That you say.
Yeah.
I say no, that's against common sense.
それは伝統に反するよとか。
Or that's against tradition. Don't do that.
それは極端すぎるよ。
Or that's too radical. Don't do that.
いろんなことを気がつかないうちに言ってしまったりします。
Before, without realizing, I notice that I'm saying all sorts of different things and giving all sorts of different advice.
でもこの聖書の箇所を読むときに私たちは何を優先しているかということを考えさせられます。
But this passage makes us think. It makes us ask ourselves, what is the most important thing?
何を本当に神様の思いを大事にしているのか、それとも自分の思いを大事にしているのか。
Are we making God's thinking first? Are we putting God's thinking first? Or are we putting our own thinking first?
イエス様ご自身も本当に神様の思いを本当に応答しようと苦しみまれました。
Jesus himselfhad trouble listening to and obeying the will of God.
ゲス様のその祈りを覚えてらっしゃるかもしれません。
Maybe, perhaps some of you remember Jesus' prayer in Gethsemane.
神様、できればこの杯を飲まないで済むようにしてくださいとイエス様が言います。
Jesus prayed, Father God, if it be your will, take this cup from me, this cup of suffering from me.
イエス様は自分の命を私たちの罪の代償、身代金として支払うことが神様の召しだということは分かっていました。
We know that it was God's will for Jesus to die on the cross and for him to give his life for us.
それがイエス様は神様のイエス様に対する召しだということも分かっていたんですけども。
We know that God commanded Jesus.To do that.
でもイエス様はそのことを本当に自分のものにするために 祈らなくてはいけなかったんですね。
But for Jesus to take that command and make it his own will, take it into his heart and make it his own, he really needed to pray.
で、最後に本当に神様、あなたの御心がなりますようにって祈ることができました。
And after many hours of prayer, he said, Father, not my will, but yours.
神様の思い、神様の召しに応答するっていうことを私たちは進めますし、進めるんですけども、
When we are commanded by God to do something, when we follow that command and we obey His command, we can move forward. However,
それがいつも楽だったり楽しいわけではないんですね。
That is not always the easiest road, and that is not always the most enjoyable road, is it?
この人にひょっとしたら理解されないかもしれません。
Perhaps when we follow and obey the will of God, there are people around us who think we're not.
ね、家族や友人や、ね、社会の人からね、そういろんなコンフリクト、葛藤があるかもしれません。
Perhaps our friends or perhaps our own families will look at our decision and say, "What are you doing?" There'll be great friction as a result of listening to and obeying God.
非常識とかね、言われちゃう。
People might say, "You're nuts. That's against common sense."
実際に神様の働きに応答すると苦難が伴うことが、まあ、あるんですけれども。
If we follow and obey the will of God, we will definitely have suffering.
もしも親しい人が自分の子供や周りの人がですね、神様の召しだって言って厳しい方向に進んでいこうとしたとき、皆様はどういうふうな風に語りますか？
If you had a friend and they said that they were Messiah,
友達。
One of your friends said,
神様の、神様に呼ばれて、
If one of your friends said that they were commanded by God to do something and they were going to do such and such a thing,
皆様は危ないからやめろって言いますか？
If it was something that was against common sense, would you say, that's a really dangerous thing, don't do that?
もうちょっと落ち着いて祈る時間を取って、もうちょっと落ち着いて言いますか？
would you say, just calm down and slow down a bit and pray some more.
ね、でもその時に私たちは神様の思いを求めるんでしょうか、それとも自分の人間的な常識的な思いを求めるんでしょうか。
But at that time, what would we choose? Would we choose our own human thinking, or would we choose the will of God?
それは私自身の問いなんですね。
And I ask myself this question.
ついつい常識的、伝統的になっちゃう自分がいます。
I see my own tendency to follow tradition or to follow my own common sense.
まあ、あとみんなからよく理解されたいと思ったりします。
Or I want people to understand me.
4年前の大震災は本当に多くの人の人生を変えました。
Many people's lives were changed by the earthquake and tsunami that happened 4 years ago.
変わりたくなくても、もう変わらざるを得ない人たちが多くいました。あ、but it's inevitable for them to change their life because of disaster. でもある人は自分の意思で決心して自分の人生を変えました。
Even though some people's lives were changed inevitably, there were others whose lives were changed by their own decisions.
彼らはこれは神様の声だと思って従っていた人がいます。
There were some that believed they heard the voice of God and they obeyed and followed.
多くの人が東北は危ないからって東北から避難してきました。
Many people thought that Tohoku was dangerous and they left Tohoku.
でもある人は東北に召されたと思って東北に向かった人もいます。
On the other hand, there were some that felt called to Tohoku and when some were coming away,They ran towards.
ある僕の人は、沖縄からお父さんの軽トラックに飛び乗ってもう遠くに行っちゃった人がいますね。
I know a friend of mine left Okinawa and he just forgot about all of his father's thinking and he just ran up to Tohoku.
とにかくもういても立ってもいなくても東北を目指した。
And I'm not going to stand and I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to run to Tohoku.
ある女性はもう仕事も辞めて自分の荷物を全部自分のバンに入れて東北に向かいました。
And another story I know is a young woman. She took all of her belongings and she loaded them into the van and she drove up to Tohoku.
さっき見たビデオはその彼女が、仮設のおばあさんに質問しているビデオなんです、ね、
And actually the video that we just saw is, was made by this young woman and, when she was And this young woman became friends with many, many older people in the temporary housing during these four years.
海外からも多くの若者が自分のタラントを生かそうと思って東北に向かいました。
Even people from overseas, many, many people came, many young people came and tried to use the talent that God had given them. For the people in Tohoku.
もう少年の人で老後はもう東北のために行こうってもう夫婦で東北に移った人もいます。
Or there are even older people who couples who felt called to Tohoku and left everything and went.
でもそういう人たちは他にすることがないから東北に行ったんじゃないですね。
But those people aren't people that went because they had nothing else to do.
神様の声を彼らは聞いたんですね。
They went because they heard.
ね、生活の保障はいいことがあるから東北に向かったんじゃないんですね。神様から
東北に聞いたんですね。ね、お
金のためとか自分のためではなかったんですね。
Nobody went to Tohoku for money or for themselves.
ですから東北の人たちを覚えながらまたそのために今東北にいる人たちを扱えている人たちを本当に覚えます。
So as I stand here this morning before you, I think about the people in Tohoku who suffered, and I think about the people who are working in Tohoku.
私たち一人一人は本当に特別に神様に作られたものです。
Each one of us here and each person is handmade by God.
私は美しいものだと神様は言われますけれども。
So God says to each of us.You are beautiful.
でも特別な計画を持って私たちはこの地に今生きています。
But all of us are living within God's plan.
一人一人が違うと同時に一人一人が違う神様の計画、また神様の思いがあるわけです。
Each person, God has made each a different plan for each of our lives, and at the same time, we're all together.
私たちに与えた神様の計画は何でしょうか？
What is God's plan for us? What is God's plan for you?
多分私たちは本当に神様の声を求めて、私たちはそれを聞くことが神様の願いだと思います。
God wants us to seek His heart and listen and follow and obey.
もう一人一人違う働きを神様は期待されているんですね。
God is hoping that each individual here will do some special job that only that person can do.For him.
何でしょうね、それは何でしょうか。
What would that be for each of you?
お父さん、お母さんであるかもしれませんし、同僚や友達もあるかもしれません。分かりません。
Perhaps it's
being a father.
Perhaps it's just something of being a mom or a dad, or perhaps it's to do some kind of work.
神様は本当に私たちその道を通りながらも用いてくださるかもしれません。
But God will use you no matter what you're doing if you're following His will.
神様は私たちを用いるために特別に用意してくださっていると思います。
God has prepared something special for each person to do.
まあ、今伝統の時ですけど、本当にイエス様の十字架を見上げていきたいと思います。
In this season of Lent, my hope is that each one of us would set our eyes on the cross of Christ.
イエス様の十字架の死によって私たちは本当に生かされて、そして祝福を与えられてますね。
Because Jesus died for us on the cross, we can have life and we can live for God.
私たちは神様から希望と平安があります。
God gives us hope and God gives us peace. Praise the Lord.
でも私たちはそれを受けて、とどまるのではなく、本当にもう引いてくださいと言って一歩足を進めることが必要です。
But that hope and that peace is not just for us to receive. We have to take the next step and be used and serve God.
でもですね、ひょっとしたらちょっと 厳しい苦難や大変なところが待ってるかもしれません。
But if we think about it, that next step of serving and being used by God may include suffering.
イエス様はでもその信仰の一歩を踏み出して十字架についてこら疲れました。
But Jesus took that step, didn't he? He took that step towards his own suffering and towards his own death on the cross.
先週バーバラさんのメッセージの中で愛がなければ全てが虚しいというメッセージを聞きました。
Last week,Barbara spoke on love, and we read from the passage that said, without love, all the other gifts are nothing.
で、愛は long-suffering, kind, という話を聞きました。
And we read in the Bible that the first thing it says about love is love is long-suffering, and love is kind.
長い苦難と親切寛容だというんです。
And we certainly suffer for a long time when we love, and we certainly have different sufferings.
私たちがこう神様に呼ばれて神様にの計画をするのは、ただ私たちが楽しい安楽な人生を送るためではないですね。
If we choose to obey the will of God, it's not a road that will just be full of fun and an easy road to walk.
私たちは神様を愛し、隣人を愛し、仕えるために召されています。
We are called to love our neighbors, and we are called to love God.
一人一人に神様の特別な計画があることを信じます。
I believe that God has a special individual plan for each one of us.
本当に今朝、一人一人、本当に神様の声を聞くために祈っていきたいと思います。御心を求めたいと思います。
I want to seek God's will for each person here today, and each person to seek and hear, listen to what God is telling you.
もしも神様が何か示しておられるならそれに応答しましょう。
If God shows you something, let's respond and obey and follow in the direction
もしもですね、伝統とか常識にとらわれてるなと思ったら、そこから解放されましょう。
If something, God shows you something that is just completely opposite from common sense, let's be freed from that tradition and freed from that common sense and obey God.
もしも自分が安楽死体にとどまっているとしたら、勇気を出して一歩踏み出しましょう。
If we are just choosing the easy road where we can relax, let's pray to be freed from that.Desire and let's take the next step.
周りに友人の中で本当に将来を祈っている人がいたら、その人のために本当に祈って御心でドアが開けるために祈りましょう。
If you're praying for somebody to become a Christian, you're praying for them to open up their hearts to God. Let's really pray for that.
まだ将来のことがわからない人、将来本当に神様の声に応答したい人がいるとしたら、本当にその人のために祈っていきましょう。
Or if we're praying for someone who's praying for their future, let's really pray for that person.
私たちが人間の思いではなくて、本当に神様の思いを知ることができるように祈っていきたいと思います。
Let's pray that we would know God the Father's will and that we would obey and follow.
もう一箇所聖書の箇所を、お次の箇所を読みたいと思います。
Finish up by reading one more verse.
それから弟子たちに言われた、私についていきたい者は自分を捨て、自分の十字架を背負って私に従いなさい。自分の命を救いたいと思う者はそれを失うが、私のために命を失う者はそれを得る。人はたとえ全世界を手に入れても自分の命を失ったら何の得があろうか。自分の命を買い戻すためにどんな代価を支払えようか。
Then Jesus told his disciples, If anyone wants to become my followerLet them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they gain in return for the life?
皆さん賛美しますけど、賛美の中で神様語ってください。神様、あなたの声に応答します。神様、人間の思いじゃなくて、あなたの声を聞かせてくださいと思って賛美したいと思います。
We invite the worship team back up. Let's just close our eyes and let's listen to God. Let's hear what God is saying to us. Let's hear what God is saying to you individually. And let's make a decision to obey and to follow Him.
Here we go.